And now the skies of Tipperary were ablaze last night with the northern lights visible right across the county, right across the country indeed. Now we posted some pictures on our social media platforms this morning. We've been inundated with pictures, and David Moore is with Astronomy Ireland and he joins me now. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you today. It was a hell of a night, wasn't it?
It certainly was, and not just your county, this island, but also the whole of the Earth. North America got some fantastic views as well. The display went on for many hours, and it'll probably continue this evening. And we'd love to publish people's best photograph. Don't send us everyone you took, because we've, like you, had hundreds sent in already. It'll probably be the cover story on Astronomy Island magazine next month. Been one of the best displays we've ever had.
It's been incredible. Well, just from a scientific point of view, what exactly is it, David?
Well, every day on our social media for decades now, the longest running Aurora Alert service has been issued by Astronomy Ireland. And what we do is, just around sunset, we say, what's the best thing to see tonight? Planet Jupiter, the Aurora, the International Space Station will fly over tonight. There's a big watch on tomorrow night and online evening glasses coming next week. So yesterday we predicted there was going to be a massive aurora. And to be honest, we thought it would probably happen after midnight. But you can never tell with these things. We had seen an explosion on the sun, and that sends a burst of radiation towards the Earth. And our magnetic field channels it into the North Pole and the South Pole. Not many people watching down south, a few penguins in the Arctic, and some place like New Zealand can see it in South America.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's very active Australia. But all of the Northern Hemisphere got to see this. And for once, it was clear over a lot of Ireland. And when this radiation hits the upper atmosphere, it makes it fluoresce. The same way fluorescent tubes work in your kitchen or factory. The particles from the sun strip off electrons from the atoms of our atmosphere, oxygen atoms mainly, and make them glow with that characteristic red or green colour. So it's a beautiful planet-wide fluorescent sky show.
I was reading something you said. You might help me to understand this as well. You were talking about the speed that it came towards us at. Would you talk to me about that?
Yeah, this was very unusual. Normally it would take 3 to 4 days when we see the explosion on the sun for the material to get here. It's 93 million miles, so it's travelling at, I'm mixing my miles and metres, but about 400 kilometres per second is the normal speed of the radiation from the sun, and it can double that. But this one came in about 1,200 and covered the void in about 25 hours. That's about as fast as it's ever been seen, which was the reason why it happened a bit earlier. And that's the only problem with these predictions. You know, we can generally tell if there's likely to be one, but sometimes you can be out by 12 hours either way. So it's a bit of an inexact science at the moment. There are more spacecraft being launched to try and monitor all this. But we did tell people to go out and watch from dusk till dawn, just in case they did. And we can never get enough pictures of this, so do send them in. Astronomy.ie, by the way, is the website. And down the bottom, you'll see the links to the social media, all free. Instagram, X, Twitter, and Facebook, of course. And, you know, you'll get our prediction every day of whether or not there is going to be an aurora. The answer today, I can tell you in advance, will be yes, we do expect it again tonight.
Fantastic. And the fact that it's frosty weather, so we have clearer skies. Is that part of the reason why we can see it so clearly?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be clear. It can be all happening above our heads, and the thick cloud will stop us seeing it. And that happened so many times last year. Now, if you go out and try to watch every display of the Northern Lights, and some of them are just little glows on the horizon that you really need a camera to see, you can barely see them with the naked eye. And I saw a dozen of those last year. Two or three, that's from Ireland, with our weather. Two or three were really good displays like this one. And the year before, we have two massive ones. NASA said the one in May of 2024 was the best one in 500 years. And I'll never forget the views of that. The rays were overhead. They come together like, it looks like a crown. It's called corona, Latin word for crown. And you could see the colors last night with the naked eye. Often it's just a dim glow to the naked eye. So these spectacular ones are very rare. And we were doubly lucky in Ireland, where 3 out of 4 nights are totally cloudy. That's our statistic. And Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society. And how we do it with almost total cloud cover is a bit beyond me. But I think it's because absence makes the heart grow fonder. Just like in the summer when the sun comes out, we all celebrate with barbecues and get sunburns and everything else. The same thing when the stars come out. We've missed them, and maybe it's that that causes the interest.
It seems to photograph brighter than what we see with the naked eye. Yeah. Is that the case?
Yeah, we have a monthly online public lecture, and this December one was actually all about smartphone photography. What people don't realize is they're now carrying around a powerful astronomical instrument in their pocket, your smartphone.
Yeah.
And the reason it's so good is its lens is actually smaller than the pupil of your eye, but it can take long exposures. So our eyes are like video cameras taking several pictures a second. The light doesn't get a chance to build up that much. But a camera phone today, some of them go 30 seconds and way outstrip what the human eye can see. That's what the talk was all about. And so you can photograph with your little lens on your camera phone stars much fainter, dozens of times fainter than you can see with the eye. And the same with the aurora. And, of course, the human eye actually at nighttime goes into a special night mode where it feeds grey signals to the brain if the light level is very low. We can't see in colour in low light level. It has to be very bright for us to see these colours. The camera phone doesn't have any of those problems, and so it's superb for taking aurora photographs.
Cork, as you know, likes to claim everything, but they seem to be saying that the more spectacular Aurora Borealis images were around Cork last night. A particularly great photograph of Glanmire. I'm not sure if you saw that in one of the papers today. Is there any truth in that?
Not really. It would be more to do with the weather. So, for instance, it didn't clear up. There was a band of rain. You could see it on the rainfall radar moving up the country, sort of like a curtain pulling back over the country and revealing more and more of the aurora to each county as it went. And it was just clear in the southwest first. That's what happened. So, also, if you've got good camera equipment, you know, there are cameras better than smartphones, then you can get an even better photograph. And part of the fun is trying to get your best snap. Sometimes they're very slow moving, and you can take a long exposure and get a fantastically bright aurora. Other times they're moving very quickly, and you only want to snap for a second or so, and maybe make a whole sequence. And the real experts then go off and start stitching them together to make movies. They can often be speeded up, so watch out they're not speeded up. You might not see exactly what you're seeing online with the naked eye. But this is all part of the fun. The actual aurora is happening 100 to 300 kilometres above the ground. So 300 kilometres is roughly the distance from Kerry to Donegal, the length of the island. So it's that high up. So we all get to see it more or less at the same time. And when the radiation is very intense, the stuff being channeled into the North Pole actually stretches out and it comes this far south. Often the aurora can be 1,000 kilometres away from us and just a glow on the horizon. But when it gets angry, as it were, when we had an explosion like we had on the sun a day or two ago, then it'll come overhead from Ireland. It has, on very rare occasions, gone beyond Ireland. You actually have to look south for the so-called northern lights, but that's extremely rare.
It's fantastic altogether. If people want to get in touch with you with their photographs, David, or indeed see what Astronomy Ireland is up to, how can they do that best?
Yeah, we're always looking for new members. We have beginners classes starting next week, and everything, how to get the magazine, this will be the cover picture, cover story next month, I can tell you. Just go to our website, astronomy.ie, sign up for the free social media. It costs about €1 a week to get the magazine all year round. I'll tell you lots more things to see. And those evening classes begin tomorrow week. They're online, so anybody in the country can do those. They've been running for decades. Thousands of people have taken them. They'll tell you everything you want to know about every aspect of the universe, not just the Northern Lights. And you can watch it now from the comfort of your own home. So astronomy.ie, and we'll watch out for the next aurora that's coming after tonight's one.
Great to talk to you as always. Thanks, David, for your time. Thank you. Good morning to you.
My pleasure.
It's David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland.